Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, What Love Does. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did you know there is absolutely nothing love won't fix? Why? That's like saying there's absolutely nothing God can't fix. Because He's love. That means enough love would heal your body. Enough love would get your debts paid off. Enough love would cause your kidneys to work right. Cause your blood pressure to come down. Heal your stomach. Not have intestinal problems anymore. A lot of things are connected to the fear. You quit worrying and fearing all the time, your body just heals up automatically. Because the irritation is taken away. The pressure and the tension and all that's gone. Romans 5:5. Hope makes not ashamed because what? The love of God is not going to be. He's writing to Christians. He's writing to folks that are born again. And he said this love is shed abroad in our hearts. He's including himself in this. By the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, which is given to us. Amen. Said out loud, the love of God. Is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. Say it again. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. Close your eyes, everybody. Say it again. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. People say, well, I need love. God, give me more love. No, He already gave you love. It's in you. God, I need you to give me more love. No, the Bible didn't tell you to pray that way. Help me, Lord, I need more love. No. So much praying is ignoring Scripture. That love's in you. You got it when you were born again. Can anybody relate of an experience in the love of God when you were born again? I was a school kid. I was 10 years old, I guess. 10, 11, I don't know exactly. And my dad, well, actually, I better back up just a little bit. My dad and my mom grew up in Christian homes where there were strong believers. But after they married, they kind of got away from the Lord. And, I don't know that when my dad had ever given his heart to the Lord. I know my mom had as a little girl, but I don't know that my dad ever had. And they didn't go to church. And as little kids, we didn't go to church. My little brother had a motorcycle accident. Ran head on into a truck. His head hit the bumper. Oh, man. It cracked his skull, knocked all his teeth out, it broke his jaws, and later on we found out it broke his neck. And when they got him to the ER, they didn't expect him to live, and they rushed him to a hospital in a bigger city, and we found out later they had some gunshot victims and stuff, and they attended to them first because they didn't think he'd make it. He was that far gone. But not only did he survive and live through the night, there was a woman that God used to come to us at that time, and she told us God would heal him. In a way that we hadn't heard before, that if we'd pray and ask Him to and believe Him, He would. So in our innocence and simplicity, we did. And the next afternoon, I was pushing my little brother down the hall of the hospital. He and I were laughing and cutting up. I mean, he had his jaw wired together and everything. But Years later, the chiropractor x-rayed his neck and found out it had been broken. They didn't even catch that. Wow. He asked him, what happened to you here? He said, what? He said, when was your neck broken? He said, I don't know. I don't know my neck was ever broken. At this time, he's an adult. He showed him the x-ray. He said, you see this right here? He said, it's a calcium deposit, but it's odd. He said, because most of the time they're rough and stuff around the edge. He said, this is smooth like a welding bead. Glory to God. I reckon if God hadn't healed him like that, he'd have probably died from the broken neck or injury. You know, who knows? Them moving him and all, and didn't know it and didn't catch it. I don't know how they didn't. But anyway, God spared him. And when we brought him home, my grandmother, who was always a strong, strong Christian, she called us up to her house and said she wanted to see us. We came, my mom, my dad, me, my little brother. Of course, he's still, you know, all wired up and all this kind of stuff. But he's alive and conscious and, right? This is a miracle. Yes. And we sat down and she said to us with tears in her eyes, she said, God has healed our baby. She said, I told him in praying, asked him for his mercy, and I told him I would tell y'all, and that if he spared him, that I would talk to you, and that you would go to church. She said, did I lie? My daddy hung his head. He said, no, ma'am. And that Sunday, we were in church. In a great Baptist church. And when the pastor gave the altar call at the end of the service, my daddy got up and he walked down the aisle to the front. And I thought so much of my daddy, and still do, he's in heaven now, that I thought, well, if he needs to go, I need to go too. I got up and followed him to the altar and gave my heart to the Lord. I knew something amazing happened in me. I'm just a kid. But the next day, it stands in my mind right now. It happened then, but then the next day is when I kind of really noticed it at school. The people I thought I didn't like, I loved them. I just looked at them and I used to think, you know, I don't like him. So-and-so and she's mean and I don't like that teacher. And I just looked at everybody and thought, glory to God. Something was different in me. I'm seeing people different. It was the love of God shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. It happens to every person that's born again. Say it another time, the love of God, is in me. It's in me right now. It's been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It's the same love that God is. I know Brother Hagin Sr., my father in the faith, who's also in heaven now, he told this instance that I think really exemplifies some of this. He said he was in a church he was ministering at, and he was preaching and speaking, and he got on the verse in 1 John that talked about that if you don't love and if you hate, you're a murderer. And just at the Lord's leading, he said, and that includes hating your mother-in-law. And after the service, he and the pastor and his wife were eating, having a meal. And she looked at him. She said, Brother Hagin, you got me all confused. He said, I don't think so. He said, I think you were confused before I got here. And the word just showed it up. She said, well, you said that, you know, if somebody hates their brother, then how does the love of God dwelling in them? They don't know God. And he said, well, what's the problem? I didn't say that. That's what the scripture said. And she said, well, I hate my mother-in-law. And he said he wanted to give her a little more rope to let her get a little further on so he could help her. He said, well, I guess then you're a murderer then and don't know God. She said, I'm a full gospel pastor's wife. I speak in tongues. He said, yeah, but you hate your mother-in-law. She said, I hate my mother-in-law. I said, well, I guess you don't have the love of God in you. You're not a child of God.
Well, we're in a bad way here, aren't we? Pastor's wife, not even saved. She was all concerned now. He said, no, look at me. Look at me. He said, you don't really hate your mother-in-law. She said, I think I do. She said, no. No, you don't. He said, I want you to look me in the eye, and I want you to tell me again that you hate your mother-in-law, but while you do, I want you to check down in here why you're saying it. Check your heart. She looked across the table and said, I hate my mother-in-law. He said, what about it? She said, something's scratching me in here. He said, that's the love of God trying to get your attention. You've just been ignoring it, giving it no place in your life. He said, you don't really hate your mother-in-law. And he began to talk about what to do. Forget about how you feel. Now, you'll notice we keep coming to this. See, people think love is a feeling. And so if you don't feel good towards somebody, you don't love them. But love is not a feeling. Tell me about love. God is love. And you yield to the love inside you by faith. It's an act of faith. It's a choice. You love by choice. You love by faith. God loved us. Well, let's just keep reading here. I'm getting ahead of myself. In verse 6, when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for who? Were the ungodly loving Him? No. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commends, or other translations say, He demonstrated His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were sinners, was that giving Him warm and fuzzy feelings? No. That we're sinners? No. He loved us because He is love. He loved us because He chose to. He loved us because it wasn't dependent on what we were making Him feel or not feel. This is one of the greatest things we can learn about the love of God. It is independent of what you feel, what people do, what they don't, what anybody deserves or what they don't. It is completely independent of all that, just like God is independent of it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, What Love Does, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri for two upcoming meetings, Friday, August 2nd, as we welcome Brother Happy Caldwell, and the week of Monday, October 7th, for our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.